and blessings, blessings and peace. It's the boy Jermell Reese, and I want to share my experiences with you. If I had to put my life in one word, I would have to say
ridiculous, man.
From growing up in one of the worst neighborhoods in St. Louis, Missouri, launching a successful music career, recording with some of the top names in the industry, and launching my own clothing line, traveling the world, discovering the power behind yoga and meditation, and how it can heal the mind as well as the body. So tune in to my show, Just a Thought. Follow the story, like the page, subscribe. Let's write the rest of the story that you've always dreamed of. Peace and blessings, blessings and peace. It's the boy Jermell Reese. See you soon. All right, child. Peace and blessings, blessings and peace. Boy Jermell Reese, man, we back with another week of Just a Thought. Hold on one second. We got people walking through the inner. We got people walking through. So this is a live show. You know what I'm saying? This is real live. I mean, but matter of fact, we got people still joining in. Boom. What's going on?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. So we just getting started. Everybody's just coming in. And like I said, today's show, we'll be talking about being a people pleaser, being thinking that sometimes that you're being there for people. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a thing that we do in subconsciously, thinking that we're being there for people. And in essence, people don't need you to actually be there for them as much as you think they do. They were doing just fine before they met you. They were living good. They were okay. But sometimes we think we have to be able to put our imprint on people and be able to try to elevate them up to this level or elevate them up to this level. And in doing so, you become a people pleaser in a sense. Because what happens is that you end up trying to make sure that somebody else is okay. Somebody else's needs are there. And then you forget about your own. And you put so much of that stuff, and it goes on just even being a person in business. We always do that. You know, we're always trying to be able to close a deal. When we're closing the deal, what we do, we try to make sure it's appeasing for the other person. Sometimes we even try to not even say, I know in the beginning of me doing business, the hardest thing for me was to say my price and to mean it, because I didn't even think that I was worth the price that I was even saying at the particular time. And I was trying to appease that person to make sure that they were okay with it. And so I had to learn to be able to be like, okay, if this is what this is, I have to be able to have value for myself and be able to be okay with that, you know? And so, we're gonna go around the room. Like I said, my name is Jermell Reese, and everybody can actually introduce themselves. And we're gonna go start to my left, and that'll be boom, Shireen. God, we're gonna play the box game. Hold on.
Okay, I'm Shireen Ball, and I'm a yoga instructor and a health and wellness coach, and just trying to help people on a healing journey and introduce them more to wellness.
Absolutely. Next.
Grand Rising, everyone. I'll be in a space to video in just a moment. I'm happy to be here with you all and to receive your energy. My name is Oracle, Anicia Rochelle, aka Oracle. I am also a yoga practitioner. I am a singer, a writer, a poet, and a guitarist as well. And I'm an educator. I teach 12th grade English. So I definitely am in a space to assist people in their healing, in their mentality, in their spirituality, and to just be the beacon of light that I often express so that they can receive, they can learn, and they can grow. So I'm grateful to be in a space with other thinkers and curators and practitioners of that science.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good. Yes. Go ahead. Who's up? Christina, you got it?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Can you guys hear me?
Yep, absolutely. Go ahead. You got it.
All right, hey. So my name is Christiana. My apologies, I'm not on video. I'm currently nursing my toddler. But what I can describe myself, because there's too many titles to what I do, I am just an overall hustler. From me having my real estate license to me being a graphic designer, social media content creator. I'm just in the space with creativity. I like using the creative side of my brain, not so much logical, you know, because I love to just have a bigger vision for people and help people to achieve that. So I am thankful to be in this space. I'm very thankful for Sunny allowing me to, you know, be in a space with like-minded curators. And yeah, let's make this get to this bag.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Can't hear you. Hold on. Let me make sure you're good. Unmute yourself.
Am I next?
Yep.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Nipapon. My alias is Laura. I am an author, coach, and speaker, and as well as a business owner. And just like Miss Christiana Robertson.
Yes, ma'am.
We almost have a similar last name. I as well love the creating space. I just, you know, love the thinking outside the box and being able to create miracles and visions in people. And so I'm excited. Thank you for inviting me, Ms. Shireen. And I'm excited to see and hear all the wonderful things that you guys have to share today.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Sunny. Go ahead.
Hey, everyone. My name is Sonia, but I go by Sunny. I am a artist. I'm also an entrepreneur of my own business too, of S Mills Media. The slogan is making connections, delivering results to each and everyone, whoever I run into. I'm also a radio host as well. I do a lot of interviews. I'm a PR as well too, and I do a lot of bookings around the United States.
Man. I'm telling you, when I tell you there's some heavy hitters on this phone, I mean, it's some people that's doing some beautiful things. So people outside of the community and inside the community, if you want to be able to connect with them also, you guys can put your, we're actually live on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube and all that good stuff. So you guys can put your information inside so people can be able to get in contact with you as well. And then also we're just getting started with this type of stuff, which I think is really cool, where we're building a community where in next weeks and stuff coming up, I'll give you guys the floor and you can be able to talk about whatever it is and curate this thing from a perspective of running your business and then some of the positive things that you may be able to be like, I implement this into my life and we can continue to keep on growing as a community to be able to help uplift each other, right? So today, you know, like I said, we're talking about stop being a people pleaser. We are constantly trying to, the main thing here is to always to be able to evolve, you know what I mean? And to learn from our mistakes from prior and not even to look at them as mistakes, but to look at them as it's a learning lesson and not to be afraid to be able to go towards that, you know? And then in doing so, what we have to do is then look at some of the things about how did I feel when I said this to somebody? How did I feel when I did this way? And to avoid that moving forward, because if you didn't feel good about it, ultimately you were pleasing someone else. And so you have to get to the place in life where it's like, okay, well, you know what? It's not about that I'm trying to offend anyone. It's not that I'm trying to hurt anyone. It's that I have to be honest with myself based off of the experiences that I've had. Nobody, the one thing about it is that I can see you here in the physical, but I don't know what happened, the manifestation of you. So I don't know what you've been through. So, you know, we receive things all the way totally different, but it doesn't mean you're trying to protect someone for that moment. But ultimately, they're going to grow to what it is that you said, and they're going to be able to be like, oh, that's what that person was talking about. And sometimes when we get to people pleasing, we think we're actually holding a person back from being able to have an experience that they're supposed to be able to have as well as us. And so, you know, learning that. And so I want to play a video. You know how we do it. So we play a video and then we all comment in on the video and then see, you know, how we could change that or, you know, what we think. So here's the first video of the day.
A point with this is when I do an interview like this interview, I follow this rule in my book.
Let's say
I think
eight.
It's eight.
Oh, all right. We've been doing this for a while.
Sorry, it's seven. Do what is meaningful, not what is expedient. Okay, so I come to an event like this and I have an opportunity to say things and I don't come in here and think, okay, here's a bunch of things I want to convince you of. I don't care if you're convinced. It's not like I don't care about you in the sense that you care for people and hope the best for them, but I don't care if you're convinced. That's not what I'm here for. What I'm here for is to hear the questions and try to figure out what I think about them, and then to say that, and then to see what happens. Who the hell knows what's gonna happen? But if the world is properly constituted through truth, then faith is the willingness to have faith in truth. And so then you say what you believe to be true, and then some things happen. Sometimes they're not so good, which is why people often lie. You know, you tell the truth, you get in trouble for it. Every kid knows that. It's like, well, why'd you lie? Because I thought I'd get in trouble, obviously. It's like, well, that's not a good long-term strategy. You say what you believe to be the truth, and then you have the faith that no matter what happens, if you've said what you believe to be truth, whatever happens is the best thing that could have happened. And I believe that. I think that's how the world's constituted. And so it's not bravery, exactly. I would say it's more like faith. It's like, I'm going to say what I think. I'm going to try to do that as carefully as I possibly can. And I'm going to detach myself from the outcome, because sometimes the outcome's terrible. I'm at McMaster University or Queens, and there's like a bloody mob of zombies pounding on the window. You know, it's a little slice of hell. You think, this doesn't seem to be a very good idea. But the tide turns two or three times in the next 3 weeks, and something comes out of it. And if you're going to have faith in truth, it can't just be, did I get what I want in the next second? That's not faith. It's like, no, I'm gonna, it's an, this is the other thing too that you gotta understand.
Let me put this on. So I got a lot out of when I watched that video. And I want to, you know, just chime in. We can go around the room and you guys can tell me, what did you guys get out of it? What did you think of it? Anybody can have the floor. Your mic is muted. Were you trying to say something? Anybody trying to say anything?
Yes, of course. I'll say something.
Okay, go ahead.
Peace and light, everyone. I hope you all are well.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's essentially telling us, you know, that we have to be able to trust in what our mind's eye is perceiving. And we have to be able to stand firm in that. Regardless of what happens, regardless of what we see, the moment that we start to confess, the moment that we start to affirm, and the moment that we start to put in practice the picture that we see for our lives is the moment that it becomes real. And the beautiful thing about that is there are going to be tests and trials, not in the way of hardship, right? But in the way of scientists and we have to put those and we have to put them through trials if they're going to work. And if they don't work, we have to go back to the drawing board, create a hypothesis, create another way for us, bring that thing into fruition. And so the idea
comes in. You're going in. Hold on. I think if I'm the only one, you're going in and out. Hold on. Make sure you ain't going in and out. Go ahead.
Okay. Am I in and out?
No, you're good. You're good now.
Okay. Faith allows us to trust in not only ourselves, but the divinity that speaks to us and unctions us to start what it is we want to create. Because we oftentimes discredit that those ideas come from an infinite source. And we're like, oh, okay, maybe this is just something that I thought of. No, you're being deposited into. And there's no happenstance for you having that idea, where you thinking like, oh man, if I do this, that would be so good. That you just made that up? No, there's infinite wisdom in you that's communicating with you and saying, hey, this is what you need to do. This is going to aid you. This is going to guide you. But you have to be able to trust in it and to move with it and to navigate through it and to be faithful enough, not only to that voice, but to yourself and to your ability. Without discrediting your ability to get it done, because there was no happenstance or no coincidence that you received that idea. And when we pour into that, we find so much success and we're like, man, I should have did this a long time ago. No,
you did it in the right time, in alignment, in the
that's it.
When it was supposed to happen for you. So essentially, that's what I think the video was saying.
Most definitely. Anybody else? Anybody else? Yeah, most definitely. Let's get
it. Yeah, no. So I agree with, you know, what she just said. And a lot of times we look at the basically what's around us, right? The physical things, the things that we see. But many times people aren't tapping into those voices or the intuition that they have that's really, truly the one that's supposed to be guiding them to where they're supposed to be. And perfect example is, you know, as I was working for corporate, I actually left corporate 2019 because of that guiding light, because of that voice inside. And it was God just working through me and like, this whole year, the year leading up to me leaving corporate, I had all this sorts of visions, and I've even put together graphic design stuff that 3 years later, I forgot I even did it. And it looks exactly like my business right now, like the physical chair, the physical location. I've shown Shireen this. And it was like, wait a minute, something inside me was channeling this vision the whole time. And just driving back and forth to work, I just continued to have this vision dropping in my mind of I'm supposed to be leaving my job, my corporate six-figure job. I walked away from 213 gross. Like, I was looking at my paycheck and I looked up and I was like, are you serious? Like, you want me to do what?
So, no, this ain't, I'm not here. I'm hearing stuff.
Like, wait a minute, you want me to do what? Like, I just made $20,000 on this check. Like, what? And, you know, that wasn't it. It was like, I was getting even the name, so much to where the name dropped in my spirit. And it was Beautiful Potential. That is going to be the name. And when I said it slowly, I'm like, wait, this must be on to something because it's be you to full potential. And I was like, because my whole background is like beauty, business. You know, I went more into like the corporate side of it. I've ran schools. I've been executive director for schools. And to go from a child, so back up to where my original upbringing, where I was born homeless. I was born homeless outside the refugee camps of Thailand. Okay. I'm from Laos, a small country in Southeast Asia. So God put me through that process to get me here to say, hey, we came here to America with $40 and a dream. I was living 2 years in homelessness with my family because we had to escape the war that ravaged our homelands. And a lot of people don't know about this, but Laos got bombed out for 9 entire years. Look it up. The secret war on Laos. And the CIA agent did this. US bombed us out for 9 years, dropping 270 trillion bombs or whatever. And the farmers and children are still getting killed to this day. They're still dying. We had to escape for our lives. My father was held captive and we had to escape. And we lived, my book, $40 and a Dream, is on Amazon. And I actually, you know, journaled this in my memoir. And so we came here with just one bag of clothes, unable to speak English. In my front cover, I was a malnourished child, skin and bones. And now I was able to transform through the power of God that's in me.
Look at that. I
was able to transform from that to a child growing up in poverty, to a single mom on welfare, to a person that somebody said, you are going to not amount to anything. Your future's a failure. You are a lost cause, you know? And so, but God transformed that. And he turned me into a corporate career woman, traveling around the world, training doctors on how to make their million, you know? I was that, hey, you're not amount to nothing. I was that almost drop out, like whatever the GPA was that was like, you're able to walk the stage. I think they just gave me like my diploma. I was out of school more than I was in school. So I was that child. So now my goal is to get into 50 schools this year to share this story, because that last year that God, he said, oh, you're not going to listen. Okay. I'm going to continue to send different men and women to God in your chair. So some people didn't even need the service. They were in front of me like, you don't belong in this corporate world. You don't belong in these four walls. You're supposed to have a platform where you're inspiring other people. I've had men and women, grown men and women, after I'm sharing my story, sit there and boohooing their eyes out in my chair and just crying their eyes out because of how powerful my story was. And so one lady didn't even need the service, and she came in and she was even like, I needed my teeth cleaning. You guys don't do that here, you know? And she's like, yeah, but I do have a word for you. She said, I see you in a building with women outside the door lined up to hear your story. Mm. Fast forward, when she said that, I'm like, I didn't even think the seed was planted to write my book, but I never even, it was out of sight, out of mind, right? Fast forward, after I did leave, I found myself last year in May, I was inside the corporate headquarters of Our Daily Bread Ministries as a keynote speaker, as the author, out the window, and that the voice, the lady that was there, and her voice and conversation like struck a chord. And I was like, as I'm watching, seeing women lined up to come and hear my story, all I could think about was, God, you're amazing. Like, you just kept sending people, even though I was resisting it. I mean, you guys would resist it too, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Like, you would,
that's the point.
But however,
that's the part.
I took that leap of faith. I left not knowing there was going to be a pandemic, but even through the pandemic, my doors opened 2 days before the shutdown. So I had to shut down for 2 years. Even through the pandemic, I still kept my building. I still have our homes. God made a way. Every time I was getting ready to, like, okay, Lord, I given up, you know. He was like, there comes another check for 10 grand. Here comes another client that wants $4,000 service. Here comes another,
God.
Just continue to because I go out speaking, right? Just continue to speak and inspire. And so I'm just like in awe. So I have to say, don't listen or don't look at the physical thing. That's not what it is.
Right.
It's what's inside. You just got to be led and guided. That's where your success is.
That was the power.
Manifested.
That was the power of self-acceptance and self-love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And embracing your true, authentic self.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a look.
So if God can do that, take me from a homeless little refugee child, I'm not even speaking any English, to like,
he could
do anything.
Yes,
if you just listen and follow what your purpose and path is in life.
Hey, look at that. When I try to tell you that, you know what I'm saying, your voice is the most important thing that you have, and to live in your truth of what it is that it is for you. You know what I mean? Because if you listen to somebody else about what their truth is, you're going to definitely end up on the wrong end of the stick with that one. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's what, like you said, it's like, man, you're going to get scared doing it, right? Because everybody was scared. Everybody had to have some type of fear to it. It was a little fear, but at the end of the day, is it worth, like, what do we got to lose? Being poor? Don't you want to lose that? And that's the mindset, losing the poor mindset, losing that, because you could, broke is a temporary situation. Being poor is an actual condition.
Exactly.
And so, you know what I'm saying? We have to be able to get it into that place where it's like, hey, look, I'm going to take hold of this thing. I'm going to keep on moving no matter what's going on in my life. I'm going to go move forward. So check this out, y'all. I'm going to play the next video. Man, hey, look, come on, let's get it.
Being someone who pleases people sounds, on the face of it, like a very good idea. But it's a pattern of behavior riddled with problems, as much for the perpetrator as for their audience. The people pleaser is someone, who might at times be oneself, who feels they have no option but to mold themselves to the expectations of others, and yet harbors all manner of secret and at points dangerous reservations and resentments. They act like the perfect lover when their real feelings are much darker. They give their assent to plans they hate, and they confuse everyone around them by failing to express in due time, with the requisite courage, their authentic needs and ambitions. Putting it bluntly, we could say that the people pleaser is a liar. It sounds brutal, but the people pleaser is lying for poignant reasons, not in order to gain advantage, but because they are terrified of the displeasure of others. To understand and potentially sympathize with the people pleaser, we need to look at their past, which almost invariably involves an early experience of being around people, usually a mother or father, who seem to be radically and terrifyingly incapable of accepting and forgiving certain necessary but perhaps tricky facts about their child. Perhaps our father flew into volcanic rage at any sign of disagreement, to present an opposing political idea, to suggest we wanted something different to eat, to be frank about our tiredness or anxiety. All these could threaten us with annihilation. To survive, we needed to be acutely responsive to what others expected us to do and say. The very question of what we might really want became secondary to an infinitely more important priority, manically second-guessing the desires of those on whom at that time our lives depended. We didn't always lie out of fear. It was also often out of love for someone we were profoundly attached to, but who was vulnerable in some way. We lied out of a longing not to set off another marital row, a desire to keep a depressive parent in a good mood and to avoid adding a further burden to what seemed like an already very difficult or sad life. Who were we to make things even more complicated for a fragile person we cared for?
Yeah, so I'm going to stop there right there, right? And so I'm going to let everybody chime in. But I definitely, so from out of that, with the people pleaser, a people pleaser is actually pretty, they're honest. They're honestly think that they're doing the right thing by being honest to everybody's needs. And they don't even recognize the fact that this is actually confusing to people because their loyalty doesn't lie anywhere. It lies with whatever somebody else feels is right. And so since the thing of it is people automatically aren't going to agree. We agree to disagree. That's the reason why we even like some of the people that are in our life, because they actually disagree with us. But the person who agrees with us all the time is something not honest about this person, or something not honest about what's going on inside of them, because they have a need to be able to be liked, a need to not to want conflict. And I think more so, it's not even about being liked, it's more so about conflict. I think people think that it has to be conflict and everything when they have when they're going against what someone else feels. They feel like it's going to be conflict after that. And instead, it can be a meeting of the minds to be able to bring and introduce a new idea into the room. And so, you know, just going off of that video, just want to be able to chime in from my, that was just my thought, you know, how I look at it, where it's like, hey, this is how people, you know, and you can be able to start looking at these people who may be a people pleaser and be like, you know what? This person maybe just think they're doing the best thing for me at this particular time, but they're actually not being able to speak their own truth, and then learn how to be able to not have judgment about that person as well. You know what I'm saying? And start being able to remove ourselves and seeing that it takes a lot of courage to say what it is that you feel. It takes a lot of courage to get out and go and do the things that you guys are doing. That's why you guys are all entrepreneurs, stepping out on something that's something totally different. And it's going to be a lot of people that's going to say things that's going to try to discourage you from going that way and going back to the pack. But going back to the pack is just being safe. And that's going back to a place where you know the results of that. You know the results of that. You know that ultimately it's going to end up in another person's favor and not in yours. But if you go this route, and you try something totally different, the outcome may totally come out a totally different way. And it's that voice that we talk about, that God voice that you follow to be able to start that business and keep going. That God voice that keeps us going in the morning, that inner voice, because it's not anything outside of us. It's something that's inside of us that leads us. It's nothing. The false God and the idol is looking at man and looking at people and looking at things. The one that leads is the light that's within, and that's the one that you follow. So anybody else wanted to chime in on that?
Okay. So watching the video definitely resonated with me heavy. Going a bit into my background, I'm a product of a crackhead. My mother was on drugs. And I remember when I was about 8 years old, I read to her a letter that I wrote in my second grade class that I was going with my dad to Florida. We were going to go on these great trips. And so my mother at the time interpreted it as I didn't love her. I preferred my dad over her. And she beat me relentless. She had schizophrenia. She was bipolar, all sorts of things. So there were times where she was mother or mama, and there are times where she was Christine. And when she was Christine, she would look at me like I was, kind of like a stranger, like she didn't know who I was. And so at that point, I learned that, kind of when you tell your truth, consequences could come from it, right? So as a result of that, I ended up in foster care because she had a mental breakdown. My dad wasn't in a position to really take care of me himself. So I got sent to Florida, which wasn't any much of a better situation. My aunt and uncle, my father's side is Nigerian. So even, as much as people glorify, Nigerian parties and things like that, unfortunately for my experience, being Nigerian is a trauma for me. So when I was telling my dad that, I want to come home, I was ready to come home, he was like, hey, what's going on? Why do you want to come home? And I didn't trust him to tell him the truth, because who knew if my outcome would be any different, right? So I just made up something saying, hey, the kids were making fun of me or something. He's like, oh no, you're fine there. But imagine having adults who are telling you that you're brain dead, you're like your mom, retarded, all these things. And at some point you start to, I'm so sorry guys, my 2-year-old's in the background.
Now you're okay, we can't even hear him. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so, you start to kind of believe that you are those things, and unfortunately as a little kid, it starts to kind of manifest in your life. So in terms of being a people pleaser, when I, joined the military, I was always afraid of saying no. Hey, can you do this for me? I need a favor from you and things like that. I never had the ability to stand on my own too and just be honest and say, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to help you. But of course, me thinking, oh, well, they might be mad at me, or a consequence of comfort, I would say yes, So eventually, when I got into a point of leadership, as I was exiting the military, I started to come into my own. I started to stand up for myself. Because I'm a Libra, right? We're kind of like, don't poke the bear. Keep poking the bear,
yeah.
We're going to blow up.
Yeah.
And so it was getting to that point for me where I started to blow up. And I think in that moment, it was more so instead of me just being honest and authentic with my truth of whatever the situation was, I was being too much of a people pleaser to even where it was starting to manifest negatively within myself. Mm-hmm. So... Exiting the military, taking a 5-year break, going to school, and now 2021, I'm back in the corporate world. I'm so sorry, guys.
You're good. We're not even paying attention. The story. Keep going.
Please.
Well, she's in here now. I'm so sorry, guys.
No, go ahead.
You're the baby. It's all right. We understand. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody else? But man, man, that's a serious thing, because what happens is that, like, even with the people pleaser story, is that anger actually goes inside of them by actually just thinking that they're being honest, by they're being nice. They develop a bit of anger inside of them, because it becomes resentment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you're resenting people now because you're expecting them to be able to be something that you're not even vocalizing what it is that you want, and they can't give you what it is that you want. And so, you know, that's what happens ultimately with people pleasing. I mean, you know, we can all be able to see or know somebody in those situations. And sometimes we can look at them and be like, you know, oh man, they just going along, but you never know what's going on. It's just like, you never know the backstory of why somebody's doing what it is that they're doing. Because like you said, it's like having confrontation for some people isn't something that they want, because you don't know what trauma background they come from and that they have to be able to face. So, all right, y'all, usually, you know, I'm a lead this thing out the way that I started it. Y'all was in on this little visualization prayer that I was playing or whatever. And so I'm gonna leave this thing the way that I kind of started, where it's like, hey, for the week, being able to have some type of affirmation, some type of visualization and things that you want to be able to manifest during the week. And also, us just being able to stay strong. You know, I say this week, no matter what happens, just stay strong. Get you a good word, get you a good book, and get behind it. Find you some good affirmations, write them down, some good ways that you may feel about yourself, and then start being able to develop a habit of something good that you want to create in your life and something that you want to manifest. So I'm going to play the last video, and it's just going to be a visualization. You guys can say it within yourself. You can talk out loud, or you could, you know, go along with the video and, yeah, get all in tune. You know what I'm saying? So here we go. This is my guy. This is one of the people I listen to. You can look him up. His name is Reverend Ike. So he does a lot of stuff. So
to have. Now you've heard and you've seen how others have been blessed and how others have been helped. And this is that moment now when I want to prepare you to do some definite prayer treatment with me for the good which you desire to be, to do, and to have. And just before we do this prayer treatment, I want you just to get the cranks out of your neck and out of your limbs, because let's prepare. Come on, just get loose a little bit here now. We're going to do this visualization prayer treatment. I'm going to sit down with you. This is one of the most important moments. Will you sit back in your seats and relax, stretch your legs out as much as possible. And now that you're comfortable, tilt your chin slightly. And here in this church, we do not advise you to kneel down when you pray, because that's the wrong position. The position of bowing down and kneeling is a position in which to get kicked. It is not the position in which to get blessed. So tilt your chin slightly upward, for the psalmist says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. And now with your chin tilted, close your two outer eyes. And as Dr. Miller would say it, open the one inner eye. The inner eye of faith, the inner eye of imagination, the inner eye of vision, for where there is no vision, the people perish. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment after me. I now enter the theater of my mind. And I look upon the stage of my imagination. And I see my divine self. I see him as he is, was, and ever shall be. The same divine self, yesterday, today, and forever. And I say unto my divine self,
from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. I look at my divine self. My divine self is so beautiful. My divine self is so wonderful. I see the glow of God's presence shining from my face. The divine mind is operating in my mind. And as my mind, I am in tune with the infinite. The God presence in me. I see fantastic ideas constantly unfolding in my mind, leading me into ways of success and prosperity. I see myself prosperous, blessed, successful. In everything that I do, I am a dynamic person. Look how wonderful I am. I see my divine self. And I adore my divine self. Divine self, you are wonderful. Divine self, you are beautiful. Divine self. You are healthy. I see my divine self. Moving from birthday to birthday. In a state of health. And strength. Divine self. You are forever healthy. And you give life to my physical body. Thank you, Father, for money, for ways and means to be the good that I want to be, to do the good that I want to do, and have the good that I want to have. And so it is. Rejoice because of it. Now open your eyes very slowly. Very slowly. Someone said to me this morning, one of my executives said, Reverend, last night when you did that visualization treatment with people, it seemed like they were going to sleep.
Yeah.
What I'm dealing with here, people, all right, child. Is not a pie in the sky by and by when you die.
Let's see where we are.
A pie in the sky.
Boom. Hey, man, I just want to wish y'all a good week. Hope that everybody stay prosperous. And, you know, like I said, finding that thing this week or whatever, if you got a problem finding that word that you could be able to lean into, something, a book or whatever it is, and just being able to lean into that and keep that confidence going for the rest of the week and for the rest of your life, you know what I mean? And just continuing to keep on growing in everything that you're doing, right? And so we back on it, man, trying to be able to make as much money as possible, yeah, as well, as always. And then also just being as being abundant and being able to receive it and knowing that you deserve it. You know what I mean? I think that's the hardest thing, to look in the mirror to be able to say, man, you know what? I deserve everything that I want and not to feel any shame about it. And not to feel any shame and feel confident when you say it and feel confident when you walk in the room, because it's a lot of people that lack confidence, and it's hard to have confidence around people who lack confidence. But I tell you what, keep your confidence, keep who you are, because it's a light inside of you that can't turn off, and everybody has it. Everybody has access to it. And if they don't see it, and if they don't see you doing it, then they don't know it exists. So keep on shining, keep on putting the word on them, and y'all have a blessed week. And I appreciate y'all spending your 45 minutes with me today. You know what I'm saying?
It's I'm going to finish that story off next week.
Go ahead. Let's finish that thing. Let's get it.
Oh, you want me to finish it now?
Yep.
Okay. So we're okay. So once I got back into the corporate world, 2021, I found myself again being a people pleaser, doing way above beyond what my job description was, right? Just trying to please my boss. But it began to be at the detriment of myself, you know, health-wise. So my last position, I was the e-commerce operations manager for Goodwill, South Florida. And I was there for 6 months until I decided to walk away and start my own business. What I found myself doing was working on the weekends, 6-7 hours. I was out for the week. I had the flu and I was still working. It was the boundaries. I wasn't able to put boundaries to say, yes, I can do this. No, I cannot do this. And I was just trying to be a people pleaser. I didn't understand why. I was the manager. I was the one that everyone came to, but for some reason I was looking to appease my boss, who was, by the way, throwing me under the bus, being one of the only people of color in leadership, because Goodwill South Florida is very Spanish speaking, Hispanic, you know, up and down. And I'm like one of the few people. So they didn't even when they would speak to me in meetings and stuff, they would look at me as if I was a janitor. Nothing wrong with the janitor, but I'm up here equal with you guys. You
crazy.
Know, but the people pleasing, you know, it is, at the end of the day, we have to know our value. Imposter syndrome is very real. You know, like you were saying, we don't have the confidence to stand in the same space as other people. They're going to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. And I think last experience with Goodwill, you know, me being in a space of big high execs, I know how to speak. You know, I have my master's degree. I could write a thesis. My boss said that I wrote too many words. You know, and that kind of bothered me too, because like, why do I have to dumb myself down,
man,
for you to get it? Why do I have to limit my vocabulary for you to get it? You know, so once I left Goodwill in April, I told my husband, I'm gonna start my own business, you know, and that's kind of where I am today in October, you know. But at the same time, as you said in the beginning of the show, knowing your value, how much you're gonna charge. Don't, every client is not your client, every customer is not your customer, you know. I'm kind of getting to that point now where I'm starting to say, okay, this is what I can do, and this is the reason why, because the value that I provide going to start from A to Z. And once they see that, they're going to take you on. But if you're just saying, oh yeah, I could do it for cheap, then that's
they
not.
They don't respect you.
You're underselling yourself. You're underselling yourself heavy, you know. So the manifesting, I do it every day. The meditating, you know, I speak affirmations over my kids, over my life, you know. I made a post the other day that, you know, that you're on the other side of your healing when you can speak, recall your trauma, and there's no emotional attachment to it. You know, I could tell my story, and what they say is all news is good news, right? I don't know for the rest of you guys, but I went through the life I went through for a reason, you know. Yeah. I went through that to have a story on the other side. You know, I'm also a poet. I'm also a writer. And I know that writing has been a serious calling on my life, you know. So whatever nuggets I could put out to the universe for someone to feel as good about themselves as I do in the moment, that's ultimately what I found being led to do. But it all goes back to business, you know, just selling your value and standing firm. You know, I'm a woman of color. I'm not going to give you a discount just because I'm a Black business owner. You know, if you support me, you're going to pay my price, period.
Yes.
You know, I hate that word, that's what the young kids use today, but period, right?
Right, no doubt. That's serious.
Yeah.
Man, thank you.
And there's a saying, I want to say one word too before we leave, you know, don't ever let the fear of disappointing others hold you back, you know, because you want to embrace your true authentic self. You know, picture a life where your decisions is based on your desires and aspirations and not on the approval of others.
Absolutely.
Be able to have that approval for yourself.
Absolutely. A download that I got while we were speaking, when Nipa Pon said broke, it just came to me, barely reaching our knowledgeable existence. Barely reaching our knowledgeable existence, bro.
I like that.
You know, the knowledge of who we are mentally, intellectually, spiritually, and financially, because we're barely reaching that. We're barely scratching the surface of that. And to have the knowledge does us no justice, but to put it into action is where we become wise. So barely reaching our knowledgeable existence to exist in that knowledge. So we don't want to be, and we can be broke emotionally, broke financially, broke spiritually, broke mentally, mentally broken, like all these different aspects of being broke. When we break free from that and we start to really reach our full potential and allow it to express itself through, then we'll be in a more knowledgeable existence. And that is the goal, to exist in knowledge of our creator, our ability.
That's right. If you don't speak, you know, affirmation to yourself, no one else is going to. You know, the most two powerful things in the world is I am. Everything after that, you know, if you say I am broke, then you will be. If you say I am rich and fulfilled, there's a calling in my life, there will be a rich and fulfillment calling on your life. You know, we have this ability to kind of self-sabotage and speak so ill of ourselves. It's like, why do we do that? Why do we want to limit our potential? Why do we want to allow someone to put a cap on where we be? You know, there's so many glass ceilings that we need to break, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, the thing about it is in it, because, and we'll do this, actually, this will be the one we could do next week. The ultimate manifestation is feeling. Because it doesn't, the energy, the God energy, whatever it is that we choose, it doesn't know the difference between person. It only knows the feeling. And so once you're being able to like you said, you take on that manifestation of those words. And now when you take on that feeling, that's why they say, go drive that car that you want to go drive. Go take a picture at that house that you want to take a picture in front of. Go take a picture with that car. Go do everything. Go get the feeling, because the feeling is the most important part of it. And that's what allows the manifestation, because you can put on a bunch of clothes and be a copycat. But if you don't have the feeling of the manifestation in which you're trying to attract, you will never be able to actually be able to attract it. So that'd be what we could be able to do on next week, man. Y'all have a blessed week. This was amazing. This week was amazing. Thank you guys for coming in. I'm looking forward to us building these things. And then, like I said, also, we'll start building them up to the place where you guys can have the platform and be able to actually lead and tell the stories and then, you know, do whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? We can do it that way, play back and forth, right? All right, y'all have a great week. Peace and blessings. Blessings and peace. Peace.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good one, y'all.